WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. Santa Cruz here, your daily guide to reclaiming your brain from the scroll monster and living a more intentional life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can actually shift your entire mental landscape. Gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another cheesy self-help thing, hear me out. We're not talking about forcing yourself to say thank you every 5 seconds. This is about tapping into a deeper well of appreciation, a kind of mindful awareness that can seriously upgrade your mood, your relationships, even your overall well-being. So strap in, because we're about to unlock the secret weapon of happiness and it's sitting right inside you. 5 key takeaways to hack your gratitude game. First up, let's get real. Gratitude isn't just about feeling good, it's actually a brain hack. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your brain releases feel-good chemicals like dopamine and serotonin. These are the neurotransmitters that make you feel happier, more motivated, and even more resilient in the face of stress. Think of it this way. Your brain is constantly on a quest for pleasure. It's wired to seek out things that feel good. So why not train it to focus on the abundance already in your life? Second, gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. We all have challenges and setbacks. Gratitude doesn't mean pretending everything is perfect. It means acknowledging the good even amidst the tough times. Maybe you lost your job, but you still have a loving family and supportive friends. Maybe you're struggling with a health issue, but you're grateful for the ability to learn and grow from the experience. Third, cultivate gratitude in small moments. You know that feeling when you bite into a perfectly ripe strawberry? Or when your best friend sends you a funny meme that makes you laugh out loud? These tiny moments of joy are gold. Make a conscious effort to savor them. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing if we could turn those everyday micro moments of happiness into a daily practice? A little gratitude here, a little appreciation there. It all adds up. Fourth, don't just think it, write it down. Journaling your gratitude can be incredibly powerful. Spend a few minutes each day listing things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything. A delicious meal, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Putting these thoughts on paper helps solidify them in your mind and amplifies their impact. And finally, don't underestimate the power of gratitude in your relationships. Expressing appreciation to your loved ones, your partner, your family, your friends strengthens those bonds and creates a more positive environment for everyone. It's like a love potion for your social life. Real-world relatable example. Picture this. You're stuck in traffic on the way to an important meeting. You're late, stressed out, and starting to feel like you're about to lose it. But wait. You notice the beautiful sunset peeking through the clouds. The sky is ablaze with vibrant oranges, reds, and purples, a breathtaking masterpiece of nature. Instead of getting caught up in your frustration, take a moment to appreciate that beauty. Let that all wash over you. Suddenly, the traffic jam doesn't seem so bad anymore. You've shifted your focus from what's annoying to what's truly amazing. That, my friends, is the power of gratitude. Summary and key takeaways. So there you have it, dopamine hackers. Gratitude isn't just a feel-good buzzword, it's a powerful tool that can transform your mental well-being and even improve your relationships. Remember, focus on what you have, not what you lack. Savor those small moments of joy. Express appreciation to the people who matter most. And don't underestimate the power of writing down what you're grateful for, it can make a world of difference. Call to action. Let's turn gratitude into action. Take a moment right now and think of 3 things you are grateful for today. Write them down, tell someone about them, or simply hold them in your heart. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of gratitude magic. Together, we can create a world where happiness is contagious. Until tomorrow, keep packing those dopamine levels and remember, you are amazing just the way you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.